set, roll the camera. Rosebuds, episode 3. Record. Rosebuds Nation, what's up? Welcome, episode 3. High level tonight. Very pumped. Ari sent 3 girls home. Eddie and Lynn coming back at you live with a little bit of a hiatus. We apologize. Lynn was sick. This episode is brought to you by UncorkedBox.com. We are giving one away tonight, folks, so stay tuned later in the episode. UncorkedBox.com is your subscription box for all things related to wine. The wine lover in your life, we're going to be unboxing one a little bit later.
Very good timing that we were in Napa Valley tonight.
Correct. The episodes align. Mm-hmm. UncorkedBox.com. It's my favorite subscription box out there. And all you wine lovers, you will have a chance to win an episode. We're going to give the instructions
an episode, to win a box.
A little bit later on. We're also doing tonight a voicemail contest. So we're going to ask a trivia question,
mm-hmm.
and you can call in, and the first person to answer correctly gets a shout out next episode.
Holla.
484-450-8864, and we will play the episode on there. So here is the question. Which contestant from this season of The Bachelor, of Ari's season, is known for having 2 traumatic experiences? I want to know the name of the contestant, the young lady, and what are the 2 traumatic experiences? So there's 3 parts to this. 484-450-8864. First person to leave the correct voicemail wins a shout out on the next episode. Lynn, your thoughts on the episode tonight. First of all, how are you feeling? You look good. You look healthy. You look relaxed.
Thank you.
Wait, before we get into it, I got to plug. The reason this is going to be a short recap, because we had a great interview with Brianna Amaranthus.
You just call her Bri.
With Bri Amaranthus. You'll see as you hear the interview. She got voted off night 1, but is like amazing. It's a really long
Ari's
interview.
Lost.
She is going to be gold in this Bachelor series. Bri Amaranthus, she's the one that threw the softball for the limo entrance. So we interviewed her a couple days ago, and we're playing that a little later in our episode. So we're going to have a short, condensed Ari recap, and then we're going to get into our Bri episode. Lynn, how you feeling? Your thoughts on Ari? Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
You know,
let's hear your thoughts.
So I was sitting here reflecting on the episode, and I just feel like these weeks in between are so long. Like, I'm just ready to get into it already. I feel like we're just touching the surface of relationships starting to form. And like, I just want to get rid of the BS, you know, the girls that like clearly like, you know, like we haven't even seen them talk. Like, I just kind of want to weed them out and like get into it. So I'm feeling good. It was definitely an entertaining episode. I think the previews always look promising. Very excited for next week.
Can I just say how comfortable you look right now?
I'm very comfortable.
Lynn isn't like, we're usually at like a table, but you're like lounged, you're comfy, you're kicking back, you got the headphones on, the microphone. You look natural.
Pajamas, slippers.
Love it. I agree with you, but I think the relationships are really starting to form now.
They are.
And early.
But like, I want to spend time focusing on the good peeps and like get rid of the BS.
Okay. And what do you think? Like,
and
give me a BS
freaking
example.
Dog date, like dogs are cute and all, but that was freaking ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy waste of everybody's time.
I agree. So let's get back to chronological order. The wrestling date was first. Glob, glorious ladies of Bachelor. That wrestling lady was a bitch.
Which one?
Both, like the glow people.
I know.
They were such bitches.
They were. I mean, they were.
Was that on purpose?
Yes.
I don't know. TMBB did not. Bibiana did not like it.
No.
We also have producer Joe with us tonight. He had wisdom tooth surgery today.
Yeah, so he's just overseeing.
So he may jump in for a statement or two. But yeah, so your thoughts on the wrestling date overall? Kenny coming back, that was pretty cool.
Enjoyed Kenny coming back.
What costume did you like best?
I was just thinking, like, what shit straw did Mikkel choose to get the lunch lady?
It looked like she picked.
She owned it, right? But like, I just feel like, I don't know, if I was one of those girls, it's like another way to be cute. Like, Becca totally rocked the sex kitten thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tia rocked the Southern Belle. Like, I just felt like...
Oh, I thought she was like a Girl Scout.
Southern Belle.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... So, do you have a favorite? Did you say what your favorite costume was?
Oh, favorite costume. Yeah. I'm trying to remember all of them.
All right, while you remember that, your thoughts on the Lauren B. and Marique fight?
That was weird. That was seriously weird.
She pulled money out of her ass.
I know. It was like a strip tease.
It was like a sex thing. Ari probably,
I mean, I'm
going
to have to say Sex Kitten just because Becca really owned it.
Yeah. Favorite costume. We're back to favorite costume. Yeah. So you didn't think too much of the fight? Twitter was going nuts over it.
It was like, I mean, whatever. It was just whatever. It was fine. Like, they're corny, cheesy things, you know?
Yeah.
Hard for the course.
Kenny was like beating the shit out of him. I know. Was that a big storyline?
I'm sad we didn't get to hear any, like, Kenny talk at all.
Yeah, was that it?
Kenny was very entertaining.
Oh, okay. How long did he make it for?
He got sent home on a 2-on-1 big time drama with this.
The racist guy?
Yeah, asshole.
Gotcha. That was on Rachel's season.
Yes.
Interesting. So they go to, like, the after the. So anything else with the actual wrestling? I thought it was fine.
It was fine. Eh. It was whatever, you know?
Nothing. Although Ari was wrestling like he looked like he was a cocktail waiter. Like he didn't have athletic apparel on.
Yeah, it's really funny. And like everybody knows you're a race car driver. He says I'm a race car driver. How many times an episode?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm a race car driver. I don't know it was a wrestling match, Frank, whatever. Yeah. We all get that you're a race car driver.
That's true. So they go after the date to like some trail. Like what was that? An RV park? Like a trailer thing? Crystal stealing him first. Thoughts on Crystal stealing him first?
I just can't stand Crystal. Mm-hmm. I'm just over her. Whatever to her stealing him first, like, that doesn't really bother me. Everybody's going to talk to him, but I'm just, like, in general, over Crystal. Like, is there anybody who has been watching these episodes that is like, I am for Crystal and Ari together?
I agree. Hate. Like, I don't want to say hate her. Don't
no,
like her.
I just, I don't middle. Like but how she's being portrayed, and I don't like her and Ari
together. Oh, interesting. How about the fact, though, I'm going to try to give Crystal a little bit of credit here, that she straight up asked him, like, what should I do on these group dates? Should I just stay?
Well, I think it's funny. What she said and what he said and then what she recapped didn't really line up, I thought.
Elaborate, because I thought they did.
I felt like she was being like flirty, like, what should I do on these group dates? And granted, we know they slice and dice things. So who knows what was the real conversation. But like, she wasn't really saying like about the other girls. Like she was just saying in general. And he was like, just be you.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So like, and then she's like, he told me like to be more, you know, she didn't say that, but like she implied that he was saying to be more aggressive.
Yeah. But she asked.
Or be as aggressive as she
but
can.
She asked. So she clearly has self-awareness that she's.
She just like, and I feel bad
she's jacked.
Because I am sure she's a nice person.
Got the issues.
But like, she's starting to strike me as a serial killer. Like the way that like they have that look about them.
Yeah.
And she's, and like she is trying now, but she like, I don't know. She's clearly just not interacting well with the girls. Like she is putting on airs. She's rubbing things in faces. Like, I loved when Caroline just got up and walked out. That was, like,
that
totally
was
what I would have done.
How long does she have on the show?
At least.
Two?
At least 2 weeks.
So she makes it past next week?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, interesting.
I think so.
It's interesting now that we see.
Because he doesn't have any clue yet.
True. It's interesting, though, as we see Crystal's villainous kind of taking off. Chelsea's villainous
you know what?
Coming down.
I wrote that in my notes that Chelsea didn't bother me at all this episode. And if anything, I actually liked her a little bit this episode. Even like when she grabbed him first, when she went back, when she checked on Annalise, like there were things that she did in her conversation with him, like how she said, like being around kids and the dogs. Like I felt like that was real.
Yeah. No, I agree. Interesting. We'll see how Crystal plays out. So we're in this like trailer park, RV park thing. And my girl, who is Bachelor Nation and Rosebud's Nation, knows that I picked to win, Lauren B, finally gets in.
Lips.
No, we're not there yet. We're in the back.
But they did.
But they did. She stole him and talked to him, but then we don't get to see the conversation.
I know.
So we don't get to see her relationship. Which is
develop.
Which is making me nervous that maybe she's not the final one, because I feel like whoever the final one is one of those core girls with the strong relationships.
Yeah, well, you never know.
You never know. Ari and Becca's makeout sesh in the back of the RV when she was straddling him. Why is every girl straddling him? I feel like we haven't seen that on Bachelor Nation a lot. A lot of the straddle situation.
I don't know. I don't know.
This is a give and take.
I know. I don't know why girls are straddling. I feel like they're very attracted to him. I mean, I've seen straddling. Maybe there's more this season.
Okay.
I think the girls are like very sex charged. Yeah. Like everybody just wants to kiss him. Yada, yada, yada.
And he does that.
Yeah.
So the group date goes to little Becca. What do you think? What should we call her?
Firecracker. She's a little firecracker.
Becca?
She is going to have a great run in Bachelor World.
Oh, you think?
I think so. Like, I think she's like the next Ashley I.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a hot, hot take. Hotter than the mic you're holding right now. Damn, really?
I think she is going to have a long runway in Bachelor World.
Okay. We'll see.
Think about it. She's young. Yep. She's 23. She's got a long runway.
22.
She has that fire. Like, she has.
She's
what
good.
They love.
Even at the end when she was like, "You don't need me."
She's good. She's good.
I love her. We'll have her on one day. We'll talk.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. She's a fan of the pod, actually.
Good.
Fun fact. All right. So that's that. Then we go on poor Lauren S. from Dallas.
I like her a lot. I liked her. I liked her dress.
Question?
I liked her.
Question for the female?
Romper-ish dress.
Question for a female. Does she have hair extensions?
No, I didn't think so.
I think she does because it looks like her hair looks different. It's like flat and then all of a sudden it's perfect curls down her shoulders.
That's just the style.
No, they look too perfect.
Okay. I don't think they're extensions.
Lauren S., if you are listening, we love you. Do you have hair extensions? She's in Dallas. There's a lot of Bachelor people in Dallas. Her and Jack Stone.
This is true. I felt bad for her, but I was also thinking if I was her, I would feel better about being sent home knowing like I wasn't myself.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Her and Annalise were both like, I'm not being myself.
No, like don't say her and Annalise together.
Really?
I cannot stand Annalise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's apparently very normal.
Really?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem very normal.
Except for the
I liked her night one.
Experiences. I think she's not weird, though.
Oh, I was like over it.
All right. So we're on Lauren S.'s date. Your thoughts on the private jet to the winery.
Oh, my God.
Love
perfect.
It.
Perfect. Freaking perfect.
It's kind of hard not to
Too bad they didn't have an uncorked box to use.
Exactly.
Throughout the date.
They could have had it. And then they can get one every month delivered.
For like you to not have a relaxed, laid back time in Napa Valley, like your relationship is definitely not going anywhere.
She seems like
a normal
chick.
I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot.
What do you think it was? Just her nervousness? Or do you think they wouldn't have gotten along?
I don't think it was Ari. I think it was the fact that like she just can't do being on camera.
Mm.
Like I think she, like her, I just think she was probably cognizant of the fact she was on camera and couldn't be herself.
Yeah.
Just my honest thoughts.
That's a good point. So they shoot, they go from Lauren S. being sent home to a quick shot to the mansion, and Caroline like starts crying.
Well, they're close. They're close. I really like Caroline.
Love her.
Yeah.
Love her. Need her to go far.
Yeah, I know. I do too. I really like her.
What is she, Miss
beautiful.
USA? Or Miss, what is she? Miss Massachusetts?
I don't know.
I forget.
I'm getting my shows. I'm thinking about
Shep.
Relationship.
We should kind of.
I know. We should talk about that.
There's this real quick 30 second plug that isn't. We're not being paid for. There's a show on Bravo called Relationship. It's with Shep Rose, who's from the reality TV show Southern Charm. It is amazing. It is just like The Bachelor. He tours the country picking dates of friends that recommend him. Then he picks the dates he wants, and he brings these girls to live in one house in Charleston. It's so good. The season finale was tonight. Bachelor Nation would like that show.
They would.
Relationship on Bravo. So Lauren S. gets sent home. Caroline starts crying. Dog date. Why was Fred Willard
around? Wait, you missed Crystal like preaching.
Yes.
Caroline leaves. Yeah. That was just all very nauseating.
Dog date
was bizarre.
Didn't work out.
Like when it first started, I was like, oh, this is so cute.
Yeah.
But like, I just felt awkward and weird.
You also made a good point that like whoever was reading the card, why didn't they say that Ruff was spelled R-U-F-F in
Crystal,
the beginning?
Because she doesn't have a lot of smarts. Like why didn't she highlight that it was spelled R-U-F-F. She probably didn't even realize that that was like...
The spelling. Didn't...
I'm being very mean.
It's okay. Didn't Fred Willard get in trouble for like something sexual?
I don't know,
sexual?
But man, he is really
He's
aged.
Gone old.
Yeah.
I think he did something. Sexual. That's why when he was making those doggy style jokes and everything, I was like, oh shit. Chris Harrison looks over it. He looks so bored.
He doesn't look very engaged.
I wonder.
You know, the beginning of the season, though, like, has to be, like,
blah.
Just, like, you know.
Been there, done that.
Going through the motions. Get rid of all these girls so we can, like, get down to a serious show.
Yeah. He was just not interested in Annalise at all. And
no,
after.
That
and
was
after.
So obvious. When she went back again, I lost a little bit of respect
not
for
there
her.
Yet. You're in the rose ceremony.
I know, but, like, just if we're going to talk about Annalise,
okay,
like,
okay.
Throughout the whole episode, it was just so clear he is not into her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't even look at her in the eye. Like, he couldn't even look at her.
Actually, you know what's a good point? Lacey Mark, remember her from Nick's season in Bachelor in Paradise? When she was asked, like, when did you know it wasn't going to work out with Nick? She said it's when Nick started talking to her about other girls. Ari was talking to her about other relationships. So you know that's dick.
Yeah.
You're friend zoned. You're donezo.
Yep.
Not happening. I have a thing, though. I think that she wouldn't have gone home tonight in the rose ceremony because he was like, oh, I don't know. You know, I didn't even think about
this
yet. No,
I think she was clearly going home.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Bibiana?
Yeah. Well, Bibiana, and I really like Bibiana.
Yeah.
I was really sad to see her
go.
She's
on Winter Games, so.
But I was very disappointed that she fell into the typical trap in talking to him about another girl. It's so early. I know Crystal's annoying, but, like, just let that that be. Focus on you. So I think she sealed her fate when she fell into that trap.
I felt so bad that she set up that
I know.
Telescope.
And, like, does he even know that she did that? Like, we never even saw her get one-on-one time. We never saw him find out she's the one that set it up.
So, I think, another thing, I think the producers said, yeah, set up. But of course, they're pushing all the girls onto the bed. So they stab you in a goddamn bed.
I know. It was like, let's stampede over Bibiana. I felt really
bad. And what,
bad.
Did they even get to do it or no?
I think she's super pretty. I really, really like
her. She is on Winter Games.
I like her, good.
So I wonder
like
if she'll
spunk.
Hook up with anyone on Winter Games.
We'll see.
Because
like
international
men. I'm a Bibiana fan.
Yeah, we're team Bibiana. Dog date didn't go over well. Not into Annalise. Oh, I've written down. You'll like this. I think him and Becca K, your Becca, I think they have the strongest relationship connection so far.
I just freaking love them. And tonight, just that little bit of time they had,
mm-hmm.
I think it just, I agree. I think they have an extremely strong relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems so natural and easy. And he is clearly so into her.
Yeah.
I feel like
yep.
both Beccas, he is very into.
Yeah, he is into them. He's very much into them. He's feeling the Beccas.
Yeah.
I wonder, I'm curious as to how the age thing with little Becca plays out next week. So we have the cocktail party, the telescope, Lauren B. making out on her bed, We have, the moonshine with Tia.
Yeah. Oh, I really like Tia. I really like her.
I like Tia a lot. The moonshine, I would have been like, no. Moonshine
is gross.
She's
from the South.
Moonshine is gross.
I know. I've had it.
Who the hell drinks gasoline? He's like, oh, it's like gasoline, but in a good way.
In a good way.
What does that mean?
It means it's like you love the burn.
Better be careful that he says that. So you're team Tia. Do you think she has a future?
I do. I don't think she goes all the way, but I think she goes pretty far.
Yeah.
He likes the brunettes for sure.
I mean, clearly, I guess. If I pick, I pick a blonde.
I like Lauren B too, but again, I'm nervous that we haven't seen a lot of time with them.
I think.
But it could be coming.
With Lauren B?
Yeah.
I hope so. I think, so Annalise
She's
grabs.
She's the only Lauren now.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
With Annalise grabbing him,
yeah.
I think if she would have just kissed him, he would have kissed her back.
No.
Yes.
I think it would have been super awkward.
No, he would have kissed her.
No.
Yes, he would.
Weird.
Yes, he would have.
I don't think so.
I totally disagree with you. It's freaking Ari. Kisses everyone.
Pillow lips.
He would have kissed her. But then that would have sucked for her to then get sent home.
Yeah.
Like, I kissed them, blah, blah, blah.
It just, like, hurt my pride for her.
Yeah.
When she went back that second time. Like, he already made it clear he's not feeling you.
Yeah. So we're...
See, they're writing, peace out.
And she knew it at the other date when she was like, I think I'm going home.
I know.
She knew. She just didn't want it to be real.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into our interview with Bree, let's talk about the rose ceremony. So in this order, Caroline, who we love, Kendall,
Yes. I just can't get a read on that girl.
I think she's fine. She's weird like he is. I like her. I like her, Kendall. Ashley. Got nothing.
See, well, one of those people that
that's
like...
gonna, yeah, she's gonna make it. Lauren B. Brittany. Becca K. CN. Not much of CN this episode.
I know, but it looks like next week we get CN, which I'm excited for.
Crystal. Tia. Mikkel. Jenna.
We've gotten none of Mikkel either.
Yeah.
Oh, Jenna. We gotta talk about Jenna.
She's a straddler.
And like her makeup. Like,
oh, I got nothing on that.
And like she had this like choker on and like
maybe she wanted to choke
she
him.
Just like really is over made up. Like I just I think she's a really pretty girl. And like I just was like, man, you are like
doing it
over the top.
Oh, really? Maybe she was trying to sex it up for him.
Clearly.
She's a straddler.
He likes it.
Jacqueline, who you like.
I do like her.
And lastly, Marique.
But like I want more of Jacqueline. Like, I
that's
think
right.
I like her.
The show is, that's a good point. The show is very top heavy. So the people that went home tonight are Bibiana, strong personality, Lauren S., not much going on, and Annalise Strong, who took up a lot of the storyline. So if you look at the people remaining, Caroline, a little bit, Kendall, a little bit, Ashley, nothing, Lauren B., starting to come up from single A to double A, Brittany, still in kind of single A, Becca K. is in, with the Yankees, CN's with the Yankees, Crystal Yankees, Tia Yankees, Mikkel, minor leagues, Jenna, double A.
I really like this.
Jacqueline's double A. Marique's double A. So a lot of double, a lot of prospects.
Marique seems like a cool chick. Like I want to get to know the girls.
Yeah,
more.
I know. So who? All right. So Bibiana goes home. Lauren S. And did you think Bibiana was going to go home?
I did.
At the end,
I did. Yeah. Or I didn't want her to go, but I did think she was going.
Even going into the rose ceremony, did you think she was gone?
I didn't feel good about her chances.
Gotcha.
But I also didn't want her to be gone, so I don't know if I was like, yeah, she's going. But like as it started to go, I was like, oh yeah, she's done.
I agree. I'm excited for next week. Where do they go? Where is that?
Lake Tahoe.
Oh. That's in Utah?
Yep.
A lot of strong relationships are forming. Mm-hmm.
Of course he's in a hot tub with Becca, because like...
Yeah. Annalise. I feel like the... Annalise dog rolling credits. The credits.
Oh my god.
That might have been the funniest I've laughed.
That
the dog
we were
was barking.
Dying.
That was funny.
And I was like annoyed, but then she said she almost lost an eye, and then I was like, I shit. Like what? Guess, it was right. Really serious.
I wonder what else was traumatic with her.
Huh.
What?
Spoiler.
What?
Nothing.
Do you know something?
No. I thought you were giving a hint for our listeners.
Oh, shit. Yes. 484-450. I feel like by the time they get to this, we're 20 minutes into the episode, they have already called and won.
Uh-huh. That's true.
484-450-8864. If for some reason you skipped the beginning, we're doing a new contest. Call in. I'm not even going to repeat it. Call in with who you think. I forget the question.
The person's name that had two traumatic experiences that she divulged on the show. Two completely separate types of traumatic experiences. Yeah. Not one and then two events in that category.
Yeah.
We want to know the two separate traumatic events and the person's name.
484-450-8864. Also, all right, so we're going to get into our Brianna
Amaranthus.
Bri Amaranthus. Guys, Lynn, I don't know why. Can I tell you why? So you guys are going to listen to the interview. It's great. She's great. But for the whole week, when I see her name spelled out, it's B-R-I. In my head, I see Bri. You can't fault me for that.
Right.
I do not see Brie.
Right. But remember, we think about Brie cheese.
Yes. I almost want to write B-R-E because then I'll say Brie.
Okay.
Brianna Amaranthus.
Good.
Is... coming up now in Rosebuds. We sit down with her and Lynn. We have a lot in common.
She's super sweet. We could have talked all night.
She loves Ben Higgins.
Yes. And I support that 100%.
We actually could have talked for a lot longer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually. 100%. So we'll have her back on. So here is that interview. And again, halfway through the interview, guys, pay attention. Uncorked. We're giving it away an uncorked box. And that will be the directions. And that will
I
all
wish
be...
we could win. Can we win?
Well, we have one.
I know, but like
we're about to
I want the next month.
Ooh, month's. I wonder what the next one is. It's so good, guys. All right, here's the interview with Bree, and we'll shut up now and enjoy. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
All right, Bachelor Nation, what's going on? Rage coming at you live. Rosebuds, thanks for the recap earlier. Now we're getting to a really exciting interview right now with one of Ari's contestants. This has been a long time coming. We've been in the works talking to her for a little bit, so we're excited that this is finally happening. So let's give that warm Rosebuds welcome to the one, the only Miss Oregon, Bree Amaranthus.
Wow, you nailed the last name.
I know. Seriously.
I know.
You're natural.
I didn't even have to ask how to pronounce it. It's amazing.
You know what? I've heard a lot of pronunciations in my day, and that was a really good first one.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so Bree, I'm just going to go with Bree for now on, although I'm going to plug her Twitter handle, Instagram, all that. It's at Bree Amaranthus, and then also at the Rosé Girls. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So for those who don't know Bree, that are just tuning in, she was on Ari's season episode 1. She is the one that whipped the softball at him from 100 miles an hour from like 2 feet away, and he reacted quickly and caught it. And then did her thing on episode 1, was, I think, like part of all of the teaser like promos, like she did like this face, which we'll talk about. But this is Bree. She unfortunately did not get a rose on night 1. However, she's still
ridiculous.
Amazing, which is controversial. A lot of Bachelor Nation thinks it's BS. So Bree, welcome to Rosebuds Nation. Welcome to Bachelor Nation. How are you? Just give us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started here.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so sweet. I love this already. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so down and ready to talk sports, Bachelor. We can talk makeup. We can talk softball. I want to tell you guys about the preparation that went into that limo entrance, by the way.
Yeah.
Like how long is it?
So basically, like, I had no idea when I got out of the limo how far away I was going to be from Ari. And, you know, you get out of the limo and all these lights are on you and all the cameras are on you, not on him. So he was a little shadowed. So I really did not know quite where he was.
Oh my gosh.
So I sent a little prayer and threw it. And I was honestly prepared for anything. Like, I was prepared in case he dropped it, in case he missed it. If it hit him, I was going to be like, okay, do we have a medic, you know, on set?
I
like,
love it.
But I was pretty much prepared for everything, and then he caught it, and I wasn't prepared for him to actually catch it. So then I was like, oh, wow, I'm impressed. Like, I didn't expect you to, like, actually catch that. So that was actually me pretty shocked when he caught the ball. But, yeah, it's such a surreal experience when you step out of that limo for the first time, and I was really glad it went over the way it did.
Yeah, no.
So was that your idea to throw the softball? Or because we've talked to people about their different ideas, and it sounds like, you know, the people behind the scenes will give you ideas, but that was your idea.
Yes, so that was my idea that I contributed. Yeah, you know, the producers will help you out if you need some ideas, or they'll give you some other options or expand. So that was my idea that I pitched to them, literally.
Yes.
But they actually did come up with a line, and it didn't get aired, but when I threw it to him and he caught it, I think I also said, I'm here to sweep you off your feet, not knock you off your feet. And so that was the line that they wanted me to say, and I did end up saying it, but it didn't end up airing. So they have some input. Like, they'll help you out if you need some, like, creative ideas. But that was my idea, the softball thing.
Okay.
I love it. And for those that, again, may not know, you played softball your whole life out there in Oregon.
Yeah.
You played softball also at San Diego, right?
Yeah, University of San Diego. So I played softball my whole life. I danced my whole life. Love dance, definitely my first love. But I was just a part of this amazing group of girls on the softball team, and we won 2 state titles.
That's awesome.
9 of us went to D1 schools. So I went to University of San Diego and played for the Toreros there, and I loved it. I mean, softball is so much fun.
I know. So Bachelor Nation, I don't know if you know this about me, but I also played softball my whole life.
How about that?
Facts drop. And I played in the Atlantic 10. I played for St. Joe's, which is outside of Philly.
Yes.
But so Bree, what position did you play?
I'm
thinking
was an outfield.
Yeah, that was my guess.
I feel like you were 100% a slap hitter. Were you a slap hitter?
No, I was like kind of a base hit hitter. Like I was super good at bunting though, so I loved bunting and I was pretty quick.
Did you bunt
so
from the
steal
left?
Bases all the time. I loved stealing, but the outfield is just like my place. Like, when I was younger, I'd pick daisies, but when I got older, I started to pay attention.
So I was about as far away as I could get from you. I was a catcher.
Oh wow! So you were in control back there.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm looking at the picture of you as you guys talk softball right now. That's funny. How tall are you?
You know what? It's so weird. So I was 5'4", basically, like, all my life. And then I just went to the doctor, and I grew an inch this year, which is, weird. Yeah. So I'm 5'5" these days.
How about all that? Right. That's awesome. I love it. So back to the Bachelor, you tossed the softball at him and that was your limo entrance. How do you think it went versus in person versus were you happy with the edit that you received at the end? Was basically what America saw on TV the way it went down?
For me or for like just the whole night?
First of all, just the softball part. The softball throw.
Oh, softball part. Yeah, no, that was pretty accurate. And I was, I wish it would have been a little bit more of it just because we did speak a little bit longer. But, there was plenty to get to. So, yeah, it felt pretty accurate to me.
Nice. I like it. So let's back up a little bit, actually, before we get into tonight. What brought you to applying for The Bachelor? First of all, tell us about your application process and how that went down.
Yeah. So, I don't think my friends, anybody really knew, what the application process was like for The Bachelor. Like, do they watch videos? Do you go to the casting calls? What do you do? And my girlfriends have always been like, Brie, you gotta go. You gotta audition. You gotta, apply. And I've just always been like, oh, no. And so they sent in, we made this like video basically, and it got sent in, and we didn't know when was the deadline. And so apparently casting had been basically closed at that point, but they reopened it. I just got this phone call from Los Angeles and they were like, hey, we really want to meet you. We watched your video and we would like you to come down to LA. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. and they're like, but we're not going to lie to you. This is going to move really quickly because we already have everyone else in place. And I'm like, oh, because we didn't, it was like 2 days after the application got sent in. So it just moved so fast for me, which was kind of a whirlwind, but it was also a blessing because I didn't really spend months and months and months of preparation. It was more just weeks for me.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. So that was what the application process was like. They were all so nice and everyone down there at Bachelor and ABC is so welcoming. And I honestly had a really great little experience.
No, that's good. So tell us about the video you made. What was, what did it entail?
Oh my gosh, the video, you guys, it was so funny. I'm pretty sure the music track was Country Girl Shake It For Me by Luke Bryan.
Of course.
Great
Luke.
Song. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. And it's just, my roommate is a photographer, so she videoed me giving a tour of our house and then answering a couple questions, and then I think there was a couple video clips of me reporting and me dancing at a country music festival.
Nice.
So yeah, it was kind of just me, and I honestly I'll cherish that video for the rest of my life because it is so me.
That's great.
No, that is great. Yeah. I love that. So that's a good tip because it shows a lot of your personality, right? It showed where you live, the Luke Bryan song, the country music dance festival thing that you went to. So I like that. It just showed your personality. And it didn't sound like it was something crazy, like you weren't doing backflips and handstands and cartwheels and all that.
I would love.
No, I was just kind of my bubbly self. And I think the reporting stuff was probably kind of cool that I kind of led with that. And that always helps when you have, some experience hosting or on camera. I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
I was just thinking, how American Idol, they would do the bloopers and they would show the best auditions and the worst.
Yeah.
I would love if
the like contest, or if they shared like the worst. Like I'm just thinking about like the crazy stuff they probably get.
Yeah.
And I would love to see like a some kind of like quick reel of that.
Wouldn't that be so amazing? Oh, I think I actually might make it on the Bachelor blooper reel this season, but I don't know if I should disclose what it is. I want to keep you guys stay tuned.
Can you?
I mean, we're going to be stay tuned no matter what.
Yeah. Can you hint? Like, give us a little vague. Like,
I'll give you a little hint. It's when after the rose ceremony, when I went to say goodbye to Ari, there was a little blooper. And so I hope that I thought that it was going to actually get aired in the first episode. And so when it wasn't, I was like, uh-oh, I bet they're saving that for the blooper reel.
I wonder what it is.
She probably fell or something.
That's no, if she fell, they would have aired it, I think.
I'm not gonna disclose.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my God. All right. Well.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tease you like that.
No, it's okay. No. I like it.
That's good. All right. Now, let me ask you a question. And, Bree, I want you to be brutally honest. When you applied for the show, you were applying because you wanted it to be Peter, and you had no idea who Ari was. True or false?
Ooh, that's true and false.
Ooh, all right.
When the application, I was honestly holding out for Ben H.
Higgins?
I love Ben H.
Wait, Higgins?
Yes.
Yeah. Again?
Yes. Who were we talking to?
No.
Alexis. Yeah. I said that Ben needs to be the Bachelor again.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
I'm with you, Bree.
So that's who I was like, oh, wow. I did not know who Ari was, but I wasn't mad that it was him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did you think it was Peter, or did you have no idea?
Well, because they were really upfront. Like, they were like, we really do not know who it is. So we would love to tell you, but we just really don't know yet. Okay. So I knew they were, you know, in works and in talks with plenty of people. So I honestly had no idea who to expect. My first guess would have been Peter for sure.
Yeah.
It is kind of crazy that they ask all these girls to like give up their lives, not even knowing who the guy is. Like, that is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always back out at any time. Yeah. So if there's somebody that you were like, oh my gosh, I'm not interested in this person at all. Like, it's, you can always back out. So there's always that. But yeah, it was kind of crazy just how long not knowing who it was going to be.
Yeah. No, That's interesting. Before we get into the whole Ari thing, time out for a second. Bree, you are like part of Bachelor Nation right now. This Ben Higgins thing, we can make happen.
I know.
Like, this isn't that far-fetched.
Oh, you guys.
No,
stop.
First off, I'm Team Ben all the way. Like, I absolutely love him. Isn't he on Winter Games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darn it, Bree, we should have got you on Winter Games.
You guys, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Where are you living right now, Bree?
I live in Portland.
Okay, yeah. You're back home. Okay.
He's in Denver. He's in LA a lot doing his podcast. I'm just saying we can make connection. We can make it happen. We have the power here.
You guys keep me posted.
That's so funny. All right, so let's get
it. It's like we're in second grade and you're like sending a note for me.
Yes.
Yes or no.
That's exactly what this podcast is. Yes, that is. All right, so you find out it's Ari, like the rest of America, everyone was like, who? When did you find out it was Ari, and then how did you like mentally prepare? Did you research him? Did you stalk? Like, how did that go down when you're like, all right, I'm going on the show and it's Ari and he's 36 and here we go?
Well, I didn't find out until the rest of the nation found out. So that was, you know, a fun way to find out. Was like, I think my mom, it was either my mom or my roommate, like screenshotted it and texted it to me and was like, okay, here you go.
That's crazy.
And then I didn't want to do a whole bunch of background research on him because it didn't really feel like it was fair, because like he doesn't get to know who he's meeting until night one.
Yeah,
you know, so I didn't want to be like, oh, I know your whole life story, here I am.
Yeah, no, I think that's so creepy when girls say that.
Yeah, so I mean, I read like a couple things on him and was just like, oh, you know, I now know his age and what he does, just like any girl would do on any date that you're about to go on. I mean, you want to know like the basics about a human. So I did a little bit of research, but I didn't like do a whole on stalk because I was like, that doesn't really seem fair to me. Okay. And plus, you really don't know like what's the truth out there, you know, especially with Ari. Like, he was so, it was so controversial.
I know there's a lot out there about him. Yeah, no, I respect that. I think that's good.
Yeah.
So I have like so many questions.
I actually have a lot too, but I'm trying to go in chronological order here. Yeah. All right. So tell, all right. Again, Bree. Oh God. Amaranthus.
You got it.
Nailed it.
From Oregon. All right, Bree. This is not just Eddie and Lynn talking on behalf of Rosebuds Nation. Doing the social media and the Reddits and the internet and blah, blah, blah. People are shocked that you are a night one elimination. I'm going to go on record saying the most shocked I've been ever.
I feel like I always like have a good lay of like who's going to lay the land, like who's going to get eliminated. And like you were like not anywhere on my radar.
So what a big fear of mine, full disclosure, is if I were ever to go on the show, one of my biggest fears would be getting eliminated night one. Like it really would. I mean,
said that about 2 weeks ago.
I said it. So, I guess tell us about that and like how shocked were you and are you pissed? Did you
talk to him? I feel like they didn't even show you guys talking.
All right, let's just go ahead.
Sorry, we'll shut up.
Yeah, no. I so appreciate that. You guys are so sweet. Like, I've been just so overwhelmed with all the love from Bachelor Nation. Like, people have been so nice about it, and I know a lot of people were shocked, especially because Ari and I kind of have the sports background, and like it seemed like, you know, we could be a fit for each other or whatever. But yeah, I mean,
and she's beautiful. Like, your dress was super cute.
Thank you.
All those other things too. But like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I was floored.
Yeah, and so I mean, you guys aren't alone. Like, it's not like I went in thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get eliminated night one. Like, I didn't see it coming either. And of course, like, it's such a bummer when you go home night one. Like, you just really aren't prepared for it. And it's just such a long night anyways. And, you know, you can see it on the show. Like, we're up all night. And so I think really what ended up happening and like why it all went down the way it did is, we had this whole thing set up where Ari and I were going to get to know each other over playing catch. Like, they had bought gloves for us and brought a ball. And, like, there was this
whole
thing set up for one. Yeah. And due to the production schedule or however things, you know, all work out, they literally just ran out of time. And so it was such a bummer because, like, the whole night, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to talk to Ari. Like, am I up next? You know, like, how do I talk to him? Like, I'm trying to get in there. And it was just, like, kept getting kind of shut down. And so that was really stressful. And I don't think people really realize, like, how stressful that is because you're like, wow, like, if I don't talk to this guy, why would he keep me, you know?
Yeah.
And so it ended up happening, and they didn't show him and I's conversation, but we talked for, like, 30 seconds because that was, like, all he had. And it was, like, a nice conversation. He's a totally genuine guy. It was a good conversation. We talked about reporting for a second, and then we just, like, checked in with each other about, like, how we were doing that night, and he wanted to know, like, if I was doing okay with the stress of all of it. And, you know, it was nice, but it was definitely not, like you go on the show looking for love, right? And you're looking for that spark. And I didn't feel it. I'm not going to lie. And I don't think he obviously didn't feel the spark either. And he also, you know, talked to other girls for half an hour, 45 minutes. You know, like, had these connections with the other women that we just didn't have time to develop those connections. And so I don't really, like, I'm not mad at him or, like, blame him for, like, letting, you know, sending me home, because we really just didn't have a good amount of time to, like, actually, it was just, like, so stressed. It was, like, 4 a.m. I was, like, the last one to talk to him. Like, it was just, like, it was crazy. And he wanted to talk to every single girl. And so it was just, like, a group of us that only got, like, 30 seconds with him. And it was such a bummer. Like, I was definitely, like, when there was 6 roses left sitting there, and all of a sudden I'm looking around like, oh my God, am I about to go home? Like, I did not realize that I was about to go home. And, you know, all the other girls that went home, like, I'm super good friends with, and they were all really upset and crying, and I was just kind of, like, mad.
I would be, too. Like,
I was just kind of, like, mad and shocked, and so it was, yeah, definitely a shock and disappointing, but I wish, like, I seriously wish nothing but the best for him, and, like, I want him to find, like, that love, and I want to find love where, like, I don't feel like it was, like, it was just, like, such a rushed conversation, and it was just, like, such a missed opportunity, I would say. Like, if I had to sum it up, I would say it was a missed opportunity, because we just didn't have enough time together, and we didn't get to play catch, and, like, that would have been so cute and so fun.
I know. I hate that they didn't get to do that, that they didn't show that. What the heck? Or, you know, film it.
Yeah, so we didn't get that. So, but, you know, and that's the biggest question that I've got from Bachelor Nation was, like, yo, did you end up talking to him at all?
Cause yeah. Because they didn't show it. No.
Yeah.
And I remember watching the show because I was rooting for you. And I was like, what the heck? Where's Bree? Why aren't they talking?
I know. Yeah. A bummer. So that's kind of how it all went down, and I think that's, you know, why he eliminated me. And I don't really blame him when you have, like, connections with other girls, and but, like, yeah, I would have loved to have been able to stick around and, like, develop it a little bit more, but it's all happening for a reason, and, like, so many good things have come from the show already, and I'm just like, okay, like, he was obviously not the one for me, otherwise I would still be on the show, you know.
Yeah. No, that's a good point, and that's good insight.
Good outlook.
You have to have that. That's good. And you are making the most of your time. Again, if you're joining us, this is Bree Amaranthus. Get her Instagram and Twitter at Bree Amaranthus. So how long was the first night of filming? Because you see, we have heard it last till all night, and then you see in, I think, Jessica, when she was crying, the dad.
Oh, yeah.
It was sunlight out. So when did you start? When did it end and all that?
Well, it just all takes such a long time. Like, the production value of it, you know, it takes a while. And so I think I was my limo was probably, like, one of the last ones to arrive, which was great because then you don't have to sit around the mansion just, like, waiting. And so I don't know. I probably got there, you know, between 8 and 9. And, yeah, by the time you're leaving, the sun is coming up. Or the sun is up, basically. So, yeah, it's a really, really long night. You're so exhausted. And I think that plays a big part into, you know, the whole, like, why all the girls are so upset when you get sent home is you haven't slept
exhausted.
In
yeah.
so long. You haven't really, like, there's food and drinks available, but you're just, like, so nervous. Like, I don't know. It's just very taxing on your body. And so, of course, that's taxing on your, like, emotional state.
How about the actual rose ceremony? How long, like, did that take a long time? And then how does he remember everybody's names?
Yeah, it's a long, long process. And it's, you know, kind of broken up into little portions so that he can, I don't know exactly, like, how he remembers everyone's names, but he definitely, like, takes the time to make sure that he's getting it all right. So it's a longer process than it looks on television, for sure.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure.
I believe it.
And you're just standing there in your, like, heels, and oh my gosh.
Ugh. Yeah. Were there any of the chicks get, like, wasted this year? We didn't see any of, like, the classic first night drunk girl. I feel like that's all I would do if I was.
I know,
like...
right? Like, we were all so classy. No, nobody really got wasted.
Damn.
Smart, right? Girls.
That's upsetting. I mean, was there, like, alcohol limitations because of what they did on Paradise with the 2 per hour, or was it free for all again?
I think it's, I mean, it's like any open bar situation, you know, like, you can drink as much as you want, but I mean, everyone there was just like, it was just such a high stress environment because people weren't getting time to talk with Ari. That I think a lot of girls were like, I can't drink until I've actually talked to him.
Yeah.
So,
smart girls.
Like,
smart.
I don't know how it worked out or not. I mean, like, I had a couple drinks, like champagne and a glass of wine. So yeah, I mean, it's an open bar. So, like, like any open bar, like when you're at a wedding, like, there's going to be the person that drinks too much. There's going to be the person that doesn't even touch the alcohol. Like, that's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
So did you meet the other girls before you got in the limo? Like, at what point do you meet, or do you meet the other girls that night?
You meet the, I didn't meet anybody until I got in the limo.
Okay.
Interesting.
So who did you click with? Like, was, did you click with anybody in your, like, who did you click with night, like, right away?
Oh, well, Allie Harrington and I, like, just clicked instantly. We were in the same limo, and then Cien was also in our limo.
We love Cien. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's great. So we had an awesome time. Like, us three girls, we really hit it off instantly. And then I actually watched the premiere with Marique and Mikkel down in Salt Lake City. So us, we really, Mikkel and I were like, oh, BFF from the start. So that, those were kind of the girls that I connected with like instantly. And then Lauren J. And it was kind of like, I went into it, so I'm such a guy's girl, you know, that I was like, I feel like I might not be able to make a whole bunch of friends on this show because I get along so well with guys. Like, I talk about sports all the time. Like, I don't know if the girls are going to like that about me. And I was so shocked and blown away. But like, the girls on this season are seriously amazing. Like, people are so intelligent. They were so easy to be around. Like, I mean, of course, there's the couple that are a little bit of a drama surge or whatever. But
all right, you got to tell us. Give us somebody.
Well, I mean, I think it's just kind of playing out, you know, like on the season. Well, as you watch it, pretty easy to tell.
There's definitely one that's very clear.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I think like Chelsea night one was like really kept coming up to me and asking me like about if I had time with him yet, and was like trying to kind of provoke me there. But besides that, I got along with everyone so well, and so it was kind of amazing, and I was honestly shocked. But yeah, like, I would say the Rosé girls are like amazing, and then like I really connected with Cien, Mikkel, Marique. But like, honestly, we all follow each other on like Instagram and stuff, and comment and DM each other and text, and
I love it.
Everyone's chill, like pretty dang chill.
I like it. So you brought up a good point about Chelsea. One of the things in the episode, and I want to ask if this is how it played out or if it was editing another kind of part where you did, you were shown on the episode. She said like, or you said like, I'll be pissed if people start going up twice. And then she went up twice. Was that split together or was that literally how it happened? You said that and then she walked up next to you.
I don't really, so it's kind of hard to remember, honestly, how it all, because you say so many things during the night, you know? But I do remember a moment where I was sitting on the couch and they showed it, and she came down and sat down next to me and was like saying something along the lines of, if people haven't talked to Ari yet, they really just maybe aren't here for the right reasons or aren't trying hard enough. And I was like,
ew.
Oh my gosh. Like, I just kind of rolled my eyes, bit my tongue, and I think I said something along the lines like, yeah, I don't really agree with that. Because obviously I was working so hard to try to talk to him.
Oh my gosh, I would have been so frustrated.
Yeah, and so that was like definitely a moment where I was like, oh my god, I'm seriously gonna lose it. And like, you could see it even with like Bibiana on the last episode, or on episode 2, when she was like getting upset because she hadn't had time with him. Like, it's just the most stressful thing when other people are getting a bunch of time or going twice. Like, it's such a bummer.
Ugh. All right. Yeah. So we'll transition now. I got to know about the Rosé girls. How did it happen? Like, whose idea was it? What's going on? I just love the girl power. So give us some of the scoop.
First of all, thank you. Yes. Like, we love each other so much. So after that first night or morning, you're having the worst morning of your life. And you haven't ate, you haven't slept. Like, most of the girls were crying and just so upset and disappointed. And we got stuck in LA traffic on this bus trying to get home. Oh. And it was just like the worst. Like, it was seriously like, there's nothing. The only thing that could make this worse is like if all of a sudden it just started like pouring raining. Like, it was one of those moments, you know? Yeah. And everyone just started really opening up and sharing with each other about like their past relationships and how they were feeling in that moment and what they did in their life and where they lived. And within those conversations, we really found a lot of strength from one another, and it was really uplifting. And after you get off of a reality television show, it's really hard to go back to your normal reality. And I don't think a lot of people really understand that until you've actually done it. It's just such an adjustment, especially going home night one when you had all these high hopes. And, you know, we obviously went on the show thinking that we might be able to walk away with our future husband. Like, that's a really high expectation. And then to not even make it past the first night is super disappointing. And we had written down, like, pen and paper, old school, each other's phone numbers.
Oh, I love it.
Lauren started the group chat, and we all just were able to share with each other about how we were feeling. And without that group chat, seriously, I don't know, like, how I would have gotten through that first couple weeks back from the show. And then we were like, you know what? I bet a lot of people have felt rejected like this in their life. Like, I hope that other people feel uplifted and have somewhere to talk about it. Maybe that's something that we should do. Like, we obviously have been doing this for each other. Let's do it for everybody. Like, let's be a positive thing. Like, the internet can be so mean. Why don't we bring a good thing to the internet? And so we did the photo shoot, and now we're doing the videos every week and the blog every week. And our Instagram, and it's been going really well. Like, of course there's haters, but that just shows us how much more the world needs something like this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, if anything, on what we would like to do is just uplift women and men. And if anyone has felt rejected, which we've all felt that way, right? Like, whether it be you didn't get the job that you wanted, or you got broken up with, or you didn't get the pair of shoes that you were hoping to get, if somebody else took them, like, whatever it is, we've all felt that, like, shitty, shitty feeling. And if we can somehow, like, help those people and give them a place to, like, talk about or, like, feel uplifted, then we've done our jobs.
I love it. I love the message. I love the photo shoots are, like, amazing. They look like, did ABC do the photo shoots? I mean, they look like Bachelor photo shoots.
No, we did it.
Okay.
Did
they look amazing. So I love the message. I love the spirit. So keep it up. Looking forward to hearing more about that.
That's so nice of you. Yeah, it's been awesome. We've really, it's like kept us together too. And I mean, anytime you can empower other women and men, I think that's a good thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I like the I guess you had two videos and it's like split screen of six of you guys.
Oh yeah.
I think that's funny.
It's like Brady Bunch, right?
Yes.
I know, I loved it.
Yeah, it's so fun. Our first video was just like an introduction, and we each picked one word that described us. And then our second video is first dates, do's and don'ts.
Nice.
Yes, yes. And you guys can find this on the Instagram. It's at @the_rose. It's spelled Rose Girls, but it's obviously Rosé Girls, @the_RoséGirls. I have a question about this.
You go.
Wait, so it's funny. It's funny that you say, I forget what I was going to say. Oh, the Rosé Girls. It's funny because I was like, you guys put something on Instagram, or either you did or you like teased it that before the episode even aired that like you guys were all doing something. And I was like, what? Like, what? How do these girls, like, what's going on here? Like, what are they doing? I thought it was like an ABC press junket or something. And then when you guys came out with this like very high production video shoot and all this, I was like, oh shit, here we go. They're going for it.
Yep, we just like full on were ready to go, like had it locked and loaded, and we're like, okay, Rosé Girls, we're coming at you.
Wait, isn't there one girl that got eliminated that is not in the Rosé Girls?
Yes, Amber. So we've gotten this question a lot as well, and Amber was of course invited, and we would love for her, like we include her as much as we can, but she was just so busy and had so much going on that she kind of bowed out. And it was nothing like personal or against us or like personal against the idea. She has such a like busy job and stuff, and she had a lot going on at that time. But we have like gotten since, like, you know, we actually, it's very exciting. Lauren B and Ben Flajnik are going to donate some of their rosé. Both of them have a rosé brand. So they're sending them to each of us girls, and we're going to like, you know, review the rosé on our video. And
oh, that's awesome.
Like some rosé or some wine glasses. Somebody made us some and they're sending them. And so we had one sent to Amber so that she would feel also included.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because she's an amazing person, and you know, any time that we can include her, we would like to.
Yeah,
that's great.
She's busy seeing a lot of dicks. That was that girl.
Oh yeah, the tanny.
Oh god.
That's amazing. Artie Rosebuds Nation, real quick timeout with our interview with Bree. I hope it's going well so far. Now is your time, guys. You can win this thing we are giving away to Rosebuds Nation. It is an uncorked box for all our wine aficionados out there. Uncorkedbox.com. We are giving one away right now. Let me tell you a little bit about it. We actually have one right here, and Lynn is going to open it for the very first time.
I am so excited.
It should be fun. It's for wine drinkers. It's a subscription box all about wine. It is amazing. So smart. Literally, like, the smartest subscription box out there.
I know. I wish I would have thought about this around the holidays. This would have been a perfect gift for my wine lovers.
It would have been, but also is good for like January. You know, you get the little trinkets, and it's, you know,
oh yeah,
winter time is a great time to obviously cuddle up next to the fire and have your wine. So how it works, real quick, before we get into the giveaway, every month you can receive a unique box with wine related items. This box, we have a bunch of stuff, which Lynn is going to tell you in a second, and it's all about like a workout theme.
I don't know what's in it, guys.
So Lynn is for the first time hearing this.
It
is it's called We'll Run for Wine. So that's the theme of the box.
The theme of the month.
January, I think it's fitting. Each month, this is a great gift, I think.
I want it.
Yeah. Like, I could see, and the thing is that it lasts each month. You know, you give a gift at Christmas.
Yeah, and it's like the fun surprise. You don't know what you're going to open up.
Yeah. And everyone drinks wine. Or if not, they know people that drink wine.
Plus, it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's accessories and things like that.
Yeah.
So even if you maybe don't love wine, there's probably fun stuff that you can use in there.
That's a good point.
Let's see.
So each month, there will be 4 to 7 different items to enhance your wine drinking experience. And the best thing is, it's not just wine stoppers or napkins or coasters. Obviously, you'll get them, but it's a lot more unique stuff because the Uncorked team, and I talk to them in person a lot, has found some super cool and unique wine-related items that you can't just go into Home Goods or anything and buy.
Do you know, like, when they release what the theme is for you the next month?
That's a great question. I know in the beginning of the month. So okay. You get it. So I think
I'm
sometimes
so
the middle
what February's
before.
Theme is.
I assume something Valentine's Day. Yeah. But I don't know. Uncorkedbox.com. So Lynn, let's just get into it. Guys,
right.
You can win this on Instagram too. You're going to win this exact box. We're going to pick one lucky winner. Head over to our Rosebuds podcast on Instagram. That's at Rosebuds podcast. You'll see the picture up there. And I'll give you just instructions in a second. But Lynn, why don't you go ahead and open the box.
All right.
And
so just as far as shipping goes, it comes in like a nice quality box, brown. And it just has like a wine bottle that says Uncorked Box.
Yeah.
So just nice, plain, simple packaging.
Yeah. It's really cute. So Lynn is unboxing.
Oh my God.
So fun.
Cute. I feel like it's Christmas all over again.
This is awesome.
So it has this, so I can't see what's in it yet, but it has this really nice like gold tissue paper covering it with a big sticker that says will run for wine. So
nice.
There you go. In case you didn't know what the theme was.
Yes.
It tells you as soon as you open it. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Unveil it. All right, I see it. Why don't you do the postcard first? That postcard there.
What postcard? Okay.
We'll run for wine. Yes.
January Uncorked Box. Cheers to the new year. Should I read what it says that we
no.
get?
No, it has a thing, but I want you to pull out each time so you get the initial shock, and then it tells you kind of social media and all that. All right, so first item Lynn is pulling out.
All right, first item.
All right, what you got there?
Oh, fun. Dried Merlot wine grapes.
Ooh.
More antioxidants than wine.
Yes.
Yum. Crunchy superfood snack.
Very good.
These look so yummy.
They do look good. I kind of want to open them now. Or are you supposed
eat
to eat them with wine? Can we eat them now?
And release the antioxidants. Introducing the delicious snack packed with even more antioxidants than a glass of wine, but with the same velvety flavors of your favorite Merlot. Merlaison is a crunchy treat that is high in fiber, low in fat and cholesterol, and is made from premium Merlot grapes. Mm. They look like raisins, but like better.
Yeah, they look, I hate this word, but they do look like moist. They're not like dry.
Yeah, no, they look really good.
They look good. So there's the grapes. That's fun.
So fun.
Can we open them or?
Yeah, open them.
Producer Joe, do you want to open these? He's passed out. All right. So I'll open these
Can I open the next thing?
Go to the next item here. Again, uncorkedbox.com. Monthly subscription wine box.
This is so freaking cute.
This I feel like Oprah. This
is fun. I know. Okay, first off, I love this brand. Primitives by Kathy, and I have many of their like dish towels. They're great for drying because they're really thin and like very absorbent.
These are so good.
Stop. Give me one.
They're like raisins. Oh, shit.
That's Eddie, that's the whole pack.
These are so good. Sorry, I didn't want to. Oh, my God. These are so good. I was eating these, though, while you were.
Oh, my God. These are so good.
I know. I was
can
eating...
you buy these by themselves?
You can get them in the box.
People. These are delicious.
We're like chewing. I feel like we're chewing into the mic.
All right.
Talk about the dish towel.
Wait. So anyway, I have a few of these dish towels by this brand.
Oh, really?
But this is super cute. It says, to relieve stress, we do yoga. Just kidding. We drink wine in our yoga pants. Love this. Perfect for the bachelor, too.
Yep.
You know, everybody has like yoga, wine, bachelor.
Yes.
So really nice. It's like high quality, really big.
Yeah, how big is that? It looks big.
I have a lot of these. Like this brand, Primitives by Kathy. You guys have seen them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like they're the cute dish towels with all the different sayings on them. And the color is really cute. Like the print is in like a wine color. Very fitting.
Love it.
Love
it. So that's the
Wait,
dish.
I'm keeping this, Eddie, because clearly
that's fine.
You don't drink wine in yoga pants.
Yes. Yoga dish towel. All right, so that's these are
wait,
so good.
Wait, give me some more.
I'm sorry. Did I put no, there's more in the bag. The grapes are good. I'm making a mess, though. Oh, my God. And it's, like, juicy.
I know.
You know what I mean? That
like,
aftertaste.
Really good quality. Mm.
God damn, these are good.
I'm sorry, but, like, usually when, like, food is in a box in the mail, like, you don't think it's going to be that good.
All right, what's next? What you got next there, Linan? All righty. Oh, I know what she's going for.
All right, I got you.
All right, so this is the lotion.
Look divine with benefits from wine.
Yeah, so it's the
Chianti body. Sorry, keep interrupting.
No, you got it.
Chianti body lotion, nourishing body lotion.
Wait, will this help your hands?
Yes, you should use it.
Give me some, because I've been getting some terrible dry hands at night.
It has grapeseed oil, red wine, antioxidants, 100% natural. All right, here's the test. We have to see how it smells.
All right.
Oh, smells really nice and like rich.
Oh, you're pouring it on your hands? How much do you put on? A little dab?
Well,
here, give it over here.
We don't know like the quality of the lotion.
All right, I'm putting some on my hands. Lynn is now rubbing it in her hands, and I'm rubbing it in my hands. Oh, it does smell fun. I like this.
Oh, my God. It smells like... It's like a nice natural scent that isn't...
It's smooth.
...overpowering. Like, it's some... I don't like to put lotions on that are very smelly because, I don't know, I just like natural-smelling things.
Yeah.
And this is natural-smelling, but with, like, a sweet hint, but not where I wouldn't like it.
Is this for men?
It's for anybody.
Okay.
This is nice.
Salt. This is, I like it.
It's the, you know what? It's the grapeseed oil.
I feel like we're on QVC now, but this is so good.
Oh my gosh. This is great. Give me more. I need more.
Okay. Here you go. Don't squirt it.
I never even knew like wine lotion was a thing.
Yeah. And it's good for your hands.
See, that's what I love about this box. Like you don't even have to be a drinker, even though like, come on, who's not a drinker? But.
Especially on Bachelor.
Like all of this stuff so far. You know, it's wine related, but like super fun for anybody.
Yeah.
This is lovely.
So, fan of everything so far.
I am a big fan.
I think there's a couple more items in there. I know you're kind of lotioning up.
Oh my God, this feels so good.
Yeah, it's really, I can't stop rubbing my hands. This is what you do when you put lotion on? This is awesome. It's kind of, I can't. It's like so fun.
I really like this, like that's, it's like this natural smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
With just like a little hint of something.
Yeah, this. What is
what
that?
What is it to you, Eddie? This is really the real test, people. Let's see what he says.
It's like fresh. I don't.
Yeah, it's like a. I don't know.
I wish.
It's just a really.
It's
a
like
nice,
subtle,
clean, subtle smell. Yeah.
It's good. Again, guys, we are giving away. You can get this box.
I know. This box that we're describing right now, we're giving one
and
away
if you don't
to
win,
our favorite listeners.
Yeah, on our Instagram, Rosebuds. Podcast Instagram, but also if you don't win it, you can go ahead and get you on, or for your friend or for your
you
coworker.
Can subscribe.
I didn't even tell you this yet, Lynn. They do these things called specialty boxes, which I'll get into. But why don't you finish the box out
all
there?
Right.
Or I think there's a couple more items, right? What's next?
Yeah,
what's next? Oh, here we go.
Oh, so cute. Oh my God, stop. Wait, I love this brand, Primitives by Kathy.
So what is it?
So it is a memo notepad. That has a magnet on the back that you can put on your fridge, and it has like two big thick magnets, so it'll really stick.
And it's really just a nice, simple, and it says, wine makes me happy. And it's like very rustic looking. Oh my God, I love this.
That'd be perfect for your cube.
Yeah, or my fridge.
Mom would love that. What does it say again?
Wine makes me happy.
I love it. That's so funny.
All right, what else do we got? Oh my goodness.
I think this is the final item tonight. This is actually my favorite.
Stop, this is amazing.
Go ahead.
This is like a really nice, high quality, BPA free, beautiful, shimmering color water bottle. Like a really good one.
Like a workout. Like
yeah.
Like with a clip that you put
and
on
it
your backpack.
Says, so it's like this shimmery silver and then ombres into like a red. Really pretty, like a Merlot color. Does running out of wine count as cardio? Love it.
No. That's perfect.
This is amazing.
And it's like sturdy, you know?
No, it's like, and you know what? It's sturdy, but it's lightweight.
Nice.
A lot of times, like the sturdy water bottles are so heavy.
That's a good point.
This is nice and lightweight.
I love it.
And it's just, I just love the shimmer. I love shimmer on anything. So. Wait, this was such a high quality box.
You know what I love about it is that because of the crinkle paper comes in that like you don't. Am I done? Is there more?
Am I done? It's sad like, when you're like, no, there's no more.
Yeah, I know, but it's good. So
wait, that was like such a nice like.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's called.
Anybody can feel free to give this to me. I would be very happy to receive this.
So this January box is on sale now. You can get it or deliver it to a friend. It's called Will Run for Wine. Again, you get the water bottle, the yoga dish towel, which what's the brand that you like?
Primitives by Kathy.
You get the memo notepad, you get the lotion, and you get the grapes. These grapes are so damn good.
I know.
I'm still chowing down on them. All right, so let's get to how you guys can win one. This exact box, you guys can win. Go on our Instagram, Rosebuds Podcast. You have to do the following to be entered to win, and we will pick at random. One, you have to be following us. Two, comment on the picture. You'll see the picture we made of the box. What are they commenting?
What's your favorite wine?
Favorite wine. No, brand, whatever you want. White,
you can be
rosé,
as specific or as unspecific as you'd like. But I thought it'd be really cool if you have, I don't know, my friends and I always share, like we'll take pictures of bottles that we like and share them with each other so we can help each other out.
That's cool.
You can get as specific as a type of bottle to share with our favorite Bachelor Nation fans that are following us. Or you can just say, I like white wine. Whatever works for you.
I agree.
Or you could say, I don't like wine. You don't have to like to drink. That's okay.
True. I just like the grapes. You guys went and were raving over the grapes. You also have to, lastly, tag a friend in your comment.
Yes. So tag a friend that you'd like to drink wine with.
Yes. So, again, to win this box, we'll be picked at random. You go to Rosebuds.
This lotion is like amazing.
Yeah. You go to Rosebuds Podcast on Instagram. On the picture that is the uncorked box, you're going to be following us. You're going to comment on your favorite wine. And you're also going to tag a friend. And we will pick a winner at random later this week. Uncorkedbox.com. Some things about the box. If you don't get to subscribe, $30 a month with free shipping, which is huge, guys. That it's free shipping. If you build it monthly. But if you prepay, obviously, 3 months, you get 5% off. 6 months, 10% off. And if you prepay for the year up front, you get 20% off. So the specialty boxes are different. This, I think, I'm already thinking the names in my head are swindling here. They're kind of like one-time boxes, special occasion boxes that are perfect for any occasion. So, for example, there's a beach lover box. So if it's like Memorial Day,
love it.
Your friends go down shore, you send her the beach lover box. There's the birthday box, which has all birthday goodies, the fabulous box, the hostess box. This one, Lynn, I think you would like the teacher box you get for a teacher.
Yeah.
The wine.
I would like any of these.
I know.
Let's be serious.
Aunt Kathy would love this one. The wine more, bark less.
Oh, yes.
For all the pet lovers out there. Claire would love this. Mm-hmm. Welcome home. Anyone moving home. Our cousin just
moved
back.
Welcome back, Claire.
Yeah, she's a listener and all her San Diego friends. And then Rosé All Day, our Rosé girls.
Oh, yeah.
Would love that.
Oh,
so those are specialty boxes.
Time out. Yeah. So as you've been chatting, I'm like literally obsessed with this lotion. And I love my lotions and potions and I have some pretty high quality stuff. So like I am kind of in awe with this. And I was reading the back of it. And it's Divine's Chianti Body Lotion is a rich, creamy lotion created from natural ingredients to drench your skin with powerful antioxidants. Yeah. Hold up. It also, all of these ingredients help combat free radicals that cause cellular damage to your skin. Like, seriously?
That's huge.
It's restorative too?
It feels so good.
Oh, I know. I love it. It drenches your skin, and it really does drench your skin without staying wet. Yeah. And helps keep your skin looking healthy, supple, hydrated, and youthful. And it's all natural, organic. This is great stuff.
Yeah.
I had to look up this line.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's, now you can with the Uncorked Box. Also, follow them on Instagram, Uncorked Box, as well. You know who from Bachelor Nation loves these? I don't think you know this. Lace, our girl Lace.
Oh, nice.
And Lauren H. from Ben Season, right?
Yes.
They're Uncorked fans. Was it Ben Season or Chris Souls?
She was the chicken girl.
I know her as the teacher from Michigan.
And like chicken girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes Uncorked.
This is a phenomenal
it's a great idea.
Gift.
Every month.
This is a phenomenal gift to get your girlfriend. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to tell you that. Or mom, mother-in-law, aunt, special lady.
I memed 4 people already that I would buy this for.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's just between you and me. Uncorked.
Well, I'm glad that we have one to give away to our listeners.
Yes, absolutely. Again,
don't forget to comment.
Rosebuds Podcast. We're going to give that away to you guys. Comment with your favorite wine. Follow us and tag a friend, and we'll pick the winner at random later
this
week.
And then you can let us know how you like it.
Yes, uncorkedbox.com for all your favorite wine accessories. Again, uncorkedbox.com. Alrighty, Lynn, thanks for unboxing. That was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, can we do this every day?
I wish. Maybe they'll keep sending us it.
I love it.
Uncorkedbox.com.
Okay, so I have a question that is moving on from Rosé Girls, but I'm just like curious. You have an inside scoop. You got to know the girls. Do you have any favorites? Like, who are you rooting for?
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a really good question. I mean, I wish I would have gotten closer with some of the other girls, but I really love Sienne. Like, she is so smart. Yeah. Her and I hit it off so well in the limo, and she's gorgeous, and I love, like, when she won the race car, or the, derby thing, whatever, I was so pumped, because she is, like, so sweet, and I hope that no matter what, like, she finds her life, because she's a great girl.
Yeah, we love Sienne. For all our fans out there, obviously, follow the Rosebuds Podcast on Instagram. That was who Lynn picked.
She's my top four.
That was your favorite limo entrance.
Limo entrance ever in Bachelor history.
Because the elephant things.
Yeah, and I just thought it hit so many different levels.
The point is, look at the great video that we put on the Rosebuds Podcast about Sienne. And it's being backed up by a friend of hers from the show, Brie, right now. So she's legit.
Yeah, she's huge Sam fans. She's so sweet. She's been like reaching out to us and been so thankful for our comments. She listens. She's like, I listened to your podcast. It was great. And like, we hadn't even reached out to her yet. So it was awesome.
Yeah, no. And I think like, that's the thing. People think that us girls like don't listen or read the comments. Like we do. And I seriously appreciate like all of the nice DMs that I've gotten. I seriously, like, knock on wood, have not gotten one mean thing. It is crazy.
That is like unheard of.
I was ready for Bachelor Nation to be brutal, and you know, maybe it's just because I was first night eliminated or what, but everyone was just like, you know, hope that you find love. I wish we would have gotten to know you better on this season. We're so sad that Ari didn't pick you. Like, what was he thinking? You know, all of that. But it's been just like such a positive thing. It's amazing.
Yeah. I love that. I have a question for you. So Lynn and I picked our final four a couple weeks ago, and we're a spoiler-free podcast, but we also love to, like, see what we can get. But Lynn picked Becca Louis Vuitton, or what's her name? The shoes with the Josie.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. The one that just had the amazing date with Lynn, Rachel Ray.
Hold on. Lynn
Rachel.
Rachel Ray. Rachel. No, were they cooking burgers and hitting up the grill?
All right, I'm sorry. Sorry, Rachel's.
That's amazing. You picked you picked Becca, but I picked Lauren B. Now, no one has heard a peep from Lauren B yet. Did you talk to her at all, the blonde hair Lauren, at all?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, me, Lauren B, Mikkel, and somebody else, we were chatting for a little bit, but she's a little bit more reserved, but so that might be a really good, like, you know, pick as far as the underdog or something. I don't know. I like it.
That was like my mid-major that gets into the Elite Eight. That's my pick. That's what I went with right there.
There you go. Yeah, it's like the Oregon Ducks last year when they made it to the Final Four.
Love
yes.
it.
Didn't Oregon actually beat St. Joe's like 2 years ago? In the...
Yes. They did. I was there at that game.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Podcast over. We're done. That was heartbreaking.
Oregon beat us. Didn't Oregon also beat us?
2004?
When we were, yeah, like really, really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
Tim was at that game crying.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's you know, you guys have that crazy mascot that flaps the whole time.
Yeah, the hawk. It was at our wedding.
Stop.
So my husband went to St. Joe's and I went to St. Joe's and we had the hawk at our wedding. Yes.
Was he flapping?
The whole time. Never stops.
Wow. You know, the duck was flapping the whole time when we played St. Joe's because he was just like copying.
I remember that. That's so I remember funny. That. Yes, yes. Every yep. year a student gets a full scholarship to be the hawk. And
wow, yeah. So cool.
Yeah,
they must have ripped arms though.
Oh, you're super yeah. ripped. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like an urban legend out there that the hawk was ill during a game and he was throwing up in the bathroom with his mask off but still flapping one arm when he was throwing up.
That is amazing. Wow. That is so funny.
I love it.
Well, that can't be light. You know, like those mascot things are pretty heavy.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, I was a mascot yeah. once. Twice. Fun fact.
You were?
Yeah. Terrible time. We're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
It was like early on internships.
Wait, real quick. So CN was definitely in my top four. I forget what specific number I had her, but I love her. And I'm just going to say this. If she is not, if she doesn't make it to the end, I think she has Bachelorette written all over her.
Oh, damn.
What she is like, she just seems like the full package.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to disagree with you.
Bree, Bachelor in Paradise. Would you not?
That's the other question I get all the time. Yeah. I think maybe somebody like leaked something that said that I would be like good on it or something. I'm not really sure. I would not be opposed to that conversation. I would definitely hear them out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that I would or wouldn't. I would just kind of see where I was in my life. Like yeah. if I had a boyfriend or, you know, like just see where it was at. But I'm not like shutting it down by any means.
Yeah. I think everyone just wants more. And
I know.
That would be the next opportunity.
Yeah.
Unless you're Bachelorette. Do you want to be the Bachelorette?
Yeah. Free for Bachelorette.
Well, you guys know my middle name is Rose.
Oh, there you go. We could start a hashtag.
And in the Rose City, Portland.
Did they what? Did they know yes, this?
I
How
know.
Did they let you go home? There's too much goodness here.
Oh, you guys, I don't know. Maybe you should send in a letter.
Yeah,
we will. We will send a letter.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. So can I switch gears from The Bachelor right now?
Yes.
So again, the world did not get to. Well, Oregon knows you because you're a big sports reporter with NBC, SN, or what is it? It's NBC. Yeah, right.
In
Oregon, it's what NBC. We have here in Philly. But you're in Oregon. You cover the Oregon Ducks primarily and the Portland Trail Blazers. Correct.
Yep, those are my teams.
Question, was it any... So they filmed The Bachelor in the fall, which is obviously prime football time. Was that, like, ever an issue?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. It's, like, during my busiest time of my life. Like, I was seriously like, oh, no, what am I going to do? Like, I'm not going to be able to watch these Oregon football games. Hopefully somebody will be nice on set and tell me the scores.
Oh, my
gosh. So, yeah, I was, like, majorly worried about it. But, you know, obviously I didn't end up being gone that long, so I missed a little bit, but not as much as I could have.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, major crazy time for me, for sure.
Love it. So you won an Emmy. What it, like? Tell us about that. What does that mean?
Yeah,
and all that fun.
So,
stuff.
Oh yeah, it's so sweet. So we do this project called the All Star Coach Project, and it's my favorite project because it's just so heartwarming. People submit. Really amazing high school coaches to up for this award, and the winner gets I think 10 grand from NBC Sports Northwest for their school. And basically, because high school coaches never get any recognition, and how many high school coaches like change lives, like so many. So we go to each of these high schools, and first of all, there's five picked, and then we'll go to each of those high schools, and I'm the reporter and the interviewer, and I sit down and interview the coach and the principal and the players and whoever else, the mom that applied, the person. It's such a cool story, and it's one of my favorite features that we do. So we won an Emmy for that project. So that was amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was cool because it was an Emmy, and then it was also cool because it's a project that I'm really passionate about.
Yeah.
It was like double good.
You're changing the world even before Bachelor. I love it.
Yeah, right. Changing the world.
That's amazing. Wait, question. Our new Fox 29 sports reporters from Oregon.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Kristen.
Yes, Kristen Rogers.
Yeah, I totally worked with her down in Eugene.
Really? Where? Wait, do you like know her?
Yeah, I know her really well.
Wait. I have a story about her. I don't know if to say it or not.
It could be post.
Tell me.
Post recording.
Wait, so she is like very new to Philly, right? Tim told me that.
She was at the ABC affiliate in Eugene, Oregon. And I'm with NBC Sports, which is a regional from Portland. But I obviously am down in Eugene for most of the Oregon football games. And so I worked around her for, she was down there for like 2 or 3 years. So yeah, we worked around each other.
Oh, that's so funny. My my story is my friend, I believe, came across her on Bumble recently.
Ooh, I see. I see how it goes.
So we'll see how that
plays
out. All right,
well, keep me updated on the Bumble. Yeah. I'm on dating apps, zero.
Zero?
Zero.
That's because you're holding out for Ben Higgins. I got you. It's so funny.
I'd have no idea which way to swipe. I think I would swipe the wrong direction and like just say yes to everybody, and that would be bad.
Oh my gosh, I was watching, like, just from being sick, I've been up weird hours of the night, and so I love James
Gordon,
but like I don't have the chance that much to watch his show.
He's on late too.
Well, last night he was doing live Tinder. Is this like a thing he does normally, or was it just last night? Oh my god, it was so funny. Like they had like a cutout like frame, and then real guy, like he had a girl that we like talked to, and then real guys would come up, and she had like a big foam finger, like the fan finger, and then she had to swipe right or left.
That's awesome. Oh,
and as she swiped right, like then she could swipe three guys right, and then if she slides left, there was a big ball pit, and the guys fell in the ball pit. And it was like the funniest thing ever.
Funny. I love that idea.
I know. I was thinking, like, is this a thing he does every night? Because, like, I totally need to watch it.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah. It was really good.
Really good.
So the people were there. They were, like, in.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. In the flesh.
That's interesting. Love that. Brie, I noticed on your Rosé Girls website, you have the nickname Brie Dazzle.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear Brie Dazzle.
Okay. Yeah. You know, my friends actually, honestly, at this point, don't even call me Brie Dazzle. It's just Dazzle or Daz. Like, I'm literally, I respond to Dazzle.
Love it.
But basically, how did it even get started? Somebody came up with it, like, in first grade. For whatever reason, like, I had this Brie Dazzle nickname, and then it kind of went away for a while, and then reappeared in college. And I have, like, three best girlfriends that we call ourselves like the sisterhood of the traveling friends, because two of them live in LA, one lives in Scottsdale, and then I'm in Portland. And so we travel all the time to go see each other, and we go do like really fun like girl trips, and they just straight up call me Dazzle. Like I don't even know if they know my name anymore.
I love it.
Dazzle. Yeah. See, again, another thing shorted America was shorted of. Could have got to know more Bachelor peeps. Come on now, Ari.
Well, I'll answer any questions you guys have got. Fire away.
All right, so this is a non-Bachelor related question. I was on your Instagram, Lynn. I don't even know if you know. I'm going to ask this. I saw that you chopped down a Christmas tree.
Oh my god!
Is that like? Are you a tree chopper? Like, is that your thing? You guys do that?
Oh my gosh! Okay, so we've been doing that the day after Thanksgiving. That's like a family tradition. So we go up, my family has this amazing cabin that's like on like 200 acres of just like woods, and you literally cannot see another light like ever. Like, it's so beautiful up there. It's such a nice like way to like clear your mind. Anyways, we went up there and yeah, we hunt for a Christmas tree, but I have to say that photo was staged. I did not actually chop the tree down. My dad did, and then I posed with the tree with the chainsaw. but don't tell anyone.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, we don't tell anyone. But the point, okay, so this is good, because the point I'm getting at is that you guys do that. Like, your family chops the tree down every
year. This is who we need to talk to.
We do need to talk to her. Okay, so Bree, for years, we have been talking about chopping down our Christmas tree.
We're a real tree family, but we just never chopped it
down
before this year.
We go to a lot, like normal people, and buy it. We don't hike in the woods and do that. This year, we made the terrible mistake of going out and chopping down the tree, and let me tell you, the most overrated experience of my life. It was miserable. I documented it on my Instagram. I was falling down the whole time. They gave us a saw. I had to chop it down. It was freezing. We hiked like Griswold. So damn overrated.
There was snow on the ground, so we kept falling.
Oh my gosh, you guys did not do it correctly.
I know. I was like, Eddie, I think we did something wrong.
I think that, first of all, you need a chainsaw.
They didn't give us that. They gave us a shitty little handsaw.
We need to buy our own chainsaw.
You guys need to come out to Oregon. We'll take you on a real mountain with a real chainsaw. It's actually quite a wonderful experience. And then the key is also having a place to go for like when you're cold. So it takes like 20 minutes to find the tree. You chop it down, you put it on the truck, and then you go warm up by the fire inside
with a nice drink. Yeah.
We suck.
It was just a poor decision.
If you want to give it a second go, I would be down. I would volunteer. I will help you.
All right. Maybe we'll do that, but it's going to take a lot for me to commit to
Eddie
that again
really,
next year.
Like, he, I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, Bree, but like, he has a really funny video out there of him just like cursing the whole process.
It was awful.
Oh my God.
Then I had to drag it up.
Oh, and you had to drag it.
Yeah.
And it was big. Oh my God. Then, if we want to take this whole story a step further, the quality of the tree happened to be subpar.
Shit. It was dog shit. No.
We couldn't get the tree to stand up straight. The tree fell. Oh, my dad was so pissed and over it that he threw the tree out.
Wow.
And then we went and bought a second tree.
That is so awful, you guys.
Yeah.
So sorry that you had this awful experience.
It's pretty funny now.
It is.
But yeah.
You know what would have made it worse? If I was hungover, I would have been done. I would have been absolutely done. I would have quit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's a good thing
I can't go in the woods in the snow with a hangover. Worst case scenario.
That's true. All right, we'll give it another try, maybe. I'm not committing. I'm not going on a record here.
Bree, if I need help talking them into it, I'm going to reach out.
Call you back up.
Seriously, you guys. I will have any pointers you need.
All right.
From your rural Oregon girl.
Yes. Yes. The only other person I know from Oregon, I met her when I was working in Chicago, and she was so weird. So this is good that I know a normal Oregon person and a weird Oregon person. So good job.
Nobody ever said I'm actually from Oregon because I'm not weird.
Yeah.
People are like, you're not from Oregon, you're from LA. I'm like, what? I don't even know how to take that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Oregon people are really, really nice.
No, they are. Yeah, the Pacific Northwest, right? That's what they call it.
I just think, everything I know about Oregon has been defeat. Yeah. Defeat by St. Joe's, defeat in softball.
And goddamn Chip Kelly. All right, Bree, Chip Kelly, obviously coached Oregon, legendary forever, came to the Eagles. Hand up, I was the big Chip Kelly guy. Bring him in. I was all about it. I was like, he's going to trade up. We're going to get Marcus Mariota. We're going to go to Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Then he comes in, awful. Now he's hated in Philadelphia. So what do you know about Chip Kelly? Have you ever interviewed him or talked to him? Or?
Yeah, fun fact. My first interview was with Chip Kelly.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yep. So I was an intern at the time, a junior in college, and he was the head coach at Oregon. And it was the first question I ever asked, and I was like, so nervous, you guys, because you've seen or if you haven't, basically Chip can be pretty brutal to media.
we've seen it.
I was so nervous, and I practiced my question. I couldn't tell you what it was. I practiced it in the mirror, in the car on the way over. Is there any way that he could be mean about this? And he answered it, and that was it. It was easy. But Chip is, I like Chip, and I think it's fun to cover him from a media perspective because he's always going to give you a good soundbite. But I think it's going to be interesting now that he's back at the Pac-12 down at UCLA.
Yep, he's going to thrive. He's going to thrive. Yeah, he's going to do great. I mean,
it's kind of his like dream is to like beat SC. So I think that he's back where he should be, back in college football. I'm hoping nothing but the best for him. He's bringing, you know, in some really good recruits, and he's, you know, you're recruiting to LA. Like, that's so easy.
Yeah, no, he belongs at college. Dude, the thing that sucked and why, obviously, you know, Philadelphia media has this, like, awful reputation. The thing that sucks is that he was terrible with the media. Like, he wouldn't answer the questions. Like, when you're saying he got the sound bites, we got none of that. I think he was just pissed off from the start here and the whole, and how, because, like, you know, they busted his balls a little bit, but that was how we knew him. Also, Bree, I know exactly what you mean by, like, your first question, college coach, intense, you were nervous. Follow me on Instagram, Eddie_H. I literally just put up a video from – I covered Notre Dame football for MSN Sports in 2015, and I would interview Brian Kelly, who was the same way. He was, like, you know, an asshole with media, and I was so – you can hear it in my voice, but as we go on, it got better. He never freaked out on me, although I dropped the microphone one time. That was funny. But I know exactly what you mean, like shaking in your boots, so nervous, and then it all was fine.
You're so nervous, but once you do it, you just, like, it's over with. And that's the other thing, the questions I've been getting a lot from Bachelor Nation is, like, hey, I want to be a sports reporter. Like, what's your advice? And I'm just like, make sure you guys are prepared. Like, prepare, be nice. So my second question that I ever asked was to Mike Riley. So Oregon State is right up the road from Oregon. And Mike Riley, who was then he went to Nebraska, now he's back at Oregon State, was the head coach at the time. And so I was same thing. Like, it was only my second interview, so I was still pretty nervous and was practicing in the car. And I asked him my questions, and he looks at me and goes, wow, what a great question. And I was like, oh, you're so
music's
nice.
Playing.
Just like polar opposite between Mike Riley and Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
So you just always got to be prepared. You never know who you're dealing with. And well, people can be mean, but as long as you're nice, that'll get you pretty far in sports reporting.
True. Do you like it? Is this, you know, the dream? I'm sure the goals aspirationally are national, but you're from Oregon. I feel like that's a pretty dream job to be now reporting for Oregon football and in your home state.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been great. Like, I started as an intern with my company, and I got promoted to part-time and then full-time, and then to cover a professional team in the Trailblazers as well as Oregon football. Like, it's been awesome. I just love telling stories, and if I can tell sports stories, like, I'm doing what I want to do, you know? Like, I don't really even care if it's on Facebook Live, if it's on television, if it's on Snapchat, like, however you want to hear it. Like, I just want to tell you the story about how it all went down. So I'm loving it. Like, I love talking sports. I seriously I could just talk all day long about any sports topic. So that's what I love to do. And as long as I'm doing that, then I'm a happy chick.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Great outlook on life. We need more of this.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so pissed at Ari right now. I know. Like, for this situation.
I knew I loved you before I knew you, Bree.
Aw, you guys are so nice.
This
well,
is so fun.
Like I said, send them some hate mail. No, I'm just kidding.
Again, Instagram and Twitter at Bree Amaranthus.
Good. Look at
Nailed
you.
It.
Killing
Nailed
it. Okay, so one more question before one word, one answer. At least I have one more question.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Bree, any guys in Bachelor Nation besides Ben Higgins that you have an eye for?
You guys, I'm blushing.
Oh, no.
Okay, so to be fully honest, have never, like, I didn't watch a whole bunch of Bachelor, like, or Bachelorette. Like, I would watch it, but I have never watched a full season of Paradise. I love it. I just, like, for whatever reason, like, there would be, like, a sports game on, and so I would, like, jump back and forth, and so I never really got, like, super into a lot of the characters. But I guess, yeah, I mean, like, there's nobody that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm dying to meet, but, you know, I definitely think that there's some cuties out there that are sweet, and I'm not against, you know, dating anybody from Bachelor Nation. I, you know, have talked a little bit to Ben Flajnik a little bit, and just, like, through the whole, he's donating the wine to Rosé Girls, and he's really intelligent and great, and so I think it's just, like, you know, you never know where life is going to take you. So okay. I'm open to it.
I hear you. You can either confirm, deny, or plead the fifth on the next question. Have any Bachelor Nation guys slid into the DMs?
Oh, yes. 100% confirmed.
Oh, man. These guys. God bless them.
Yeah.
I like Ben Plaschnik. I hated his choice that season, but I like him.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Courtney, yeah. Courtney,
Robertson.
Who dated Ari.
Yeah, who dated Ari. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that until whoever told us.
It's in her damn book.
Oh, right. I didn't read it.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just like, I'm looking for like a real guy who's like intelligent and a man and has a job and knows how to treat a lady.
Oh,
like,
you know who would have been perfect?
Ben, that's what I want.
Ben Z would have been. No?
Yeah, well, I mean, I love Ben Z. But, like, I think Ben Plaschnik could be great. Like, Bree and Ben Plaschnik.
Didn't he have a weird hair situation?
Ben Z is, like, I don't know. There's something about, I love Ben Z.
We had him on, friend of the pod.
I see him with Tenley. Like, I know. I've been trying. We were in the middle of interviewing Ben Z, and I was like, do you know Tenley? I think you guys would be great together.
You see him with who? Sorry, I missed that.
I don't know if you remember Tenley Mosley.
Oh, she was from Oregon too, I think.
Was she? I didn't even know that.
Hotbed.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just always thought that they would be good together.
Aw, that's so. You guys are like, you guys should just be love matchers. Like,
that would be great. We have talked with Adam and Raven about doing a bachelor prom.
Yes, you're invited.
Yes. If we do it, you're invited.
Okay, well, as long as you guys set up my date, because apparently
we'll talk to
I'm
Ben Higgins or Ben Plaschnik, one of the two Bens.
Ben and Bree has a nice ring.
It does.
I like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm not above.
All right, love it.
Okay, all right, so I will tee up while you bring up the game. I'll tee it up, one word, one answer.
Sure.
So, what?
Go ahead.
What?
I have it, but go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to talk about it.
Go ahead. All right, Bree, this is a game, and Lynn's going to explain it.
So we have this game that we play with all our contestants that call in, and essentially it's just rapid fire. We're going to say a word, and then we want your gut reaction, like the first word that comes to mind. Like if I say Eagles, you say Super Bowl.
Nice.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, hold on, I got pulled off.
Just kidding, already, it's right here. Ready?
I'm just kidding. All right, here's Bree Amaranthus from Ari Season and world-class sports reporter out of Oregon. One word, one answer. Here we go. Barack Obama.
Shots.
Softball.
Pitch.
Jessica Carroll.
So sweet.
Chris Harrison.
Robot?
Ooh, more on that later.
Consistent.
Love.
Yay?
the Rosé Girls.
Authentic.
Marcus Mariota.
Goat.
Allie Harrington.
Funny.
Country music.
Amazing.
Football.
Amazing.
All right, a couple more here. Audrey Hepburn.
Classic.
Ben Higgins.
Darling.
Oregon.
Beautiful.
Cats.
Cuddly.
Ari.
Disappointed.
All right.
There. She survived.
Well done.
She
well
survived.
Done.
That was good.
She survived without a, like, no
Thrived.
We're really struggling tonight, Bree. I'm sorry.
She thrived.
Good.
No, you did good. We've had some nightmares, but that was very good. That was excellent.
Okay, good.
You did great.
I mean, the nightmares are fun.
Yeah, no, they're fun, but yeah.
Sometimes you can't think of a word.
I know.
Yeah, we put you on the spot. So, Chris Harrison, robotic. Go ahead and explain that a little.
I don't know. Is he like a real human or just like, I'm not sure, honestly.
We always get not very positive reviews of him. Like, that's a constant. We always have Chris Harrison in the lineup, and we have gotten some pretty not nice answers.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, I wasn't around enough. You know, like, I obviously didn't get to be around him a whole bunch, but definitely just felt like maybe a robot. To be honest, I think he could be.
Okay.
I mean, at least you saw him, I guess.
Yeah, he's real. He breathes, I guess. Or maybe not if he's a robot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fun. Well, him and actually, when you marry Ben Higgins, you're going to get to know him because they're golfing buddies. They get together a lot. So.
Oh, my God, you guys.
No, I can really see that.
Yeah.
We need to.
You know, this is what's going to happen, Brie. They have their podcast. I don't know if you listened or not. It's called Almost Famous. It's him and Ashley I. They have the segment called Who the Heck Are You? And since you only were on for one episode, we're going to get the producer to have you be calling Who the Heck Are You? You're going to meet Ben. It's going to be freaking butterfly kisses from the start, and boom, that's how it's going to go down.
You know what? I was actually a little bit jealous. So I guess on his podcast, he said the one girl that he would have kept was Jessica the first night, Jessica Carroll. And I love Jessica. I totally get it. Like, she's such a catch. But I was like, what?
What about me?
I was so, like, all of a sudden, for the first time in my life, honestly, a little bit jealous. Like, I was like... Wait, what do you mean?
Well, wait, how did Ari send Jess home, like, right after? Like, that takes, like, I don't know.
That was a little weird.
That was rough.
That was, like, not nice.
I think it was set up, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think the producer's like, oh, this is hilarious. Send her home. That's what
it
I think.
So-
I also have a conspiracy theory out there, Brie, about you, that they sent you home because you're a sports reporter for NBC and not ABC. Just going to put that out there.
Oh, yeah. Let's get that going. That's a fun ride.
But it's funny. When I was saying that I was so sad about you, I was also shocked about Jess. I think it takes a special person to, like, hear somebody pour their heart out and then just be like, see ya.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, it was, and that was, like, one of the things on the bus on the ride back, like, where everyone was kind of sharing their experiences, and, like, you don't really know what's going on that first night. Like, nobody knew about Jessica's dad, and obviously we all have our own, like, stories and stuff, and when she shared that on the bus, we were just like,
what?
Like, how? And to see this, you know, girl who was just, like, so upset, and it didn't sit right with me, and that's, like, why we were kind of like, you know what, like, we gotta do something, like, we gotta bring some positivity to this, because this is messed up, like, and so that's really, like, I mean, and there was, like, other things, obviously, that happened that night, whether it be not getting enough time, or, you know, whatever it was, like, there was certain things that we were like, wait a minute, like, We want to change this, and we want to change the story on this a little bit.
So, question: do you, like, did you get the scoop on how Jess's dad knew Ari?
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I think she talked about it, didn't she, on the show? I'm not really sure, but
did I miss it?
He was a really big NASCAR fan, and so he went to one of Ari's races, I guess, and, you know, took a picture with him and met him. And then when Ari was on The Bachelorette, that's when they started watching the show as a family, because her dad was like, hey, the guy that I'm a big fan of is on this Bachelorette show.
Aww.
Let's hear him on. And then her dad got sick and, you know,
passed.
That
makes it, like, worse. That makes it, like, so much worse.
I know. And my dad was also diagnosed with cancer when I was a senior in high school. And I feel like I should preface this story by saying he's since beaten it, and he's 100% healthy.
Oh,
but
great.
It was a long, you know, a long 6 years of, you know, he had surgeries and chemo and radiation. And so I can, you know, kind of really empathize with Jessica. And I can't even imagine, like, my dad was able to pull through and fight it and beat it, and it didn't look good there for a really long time. And so it's like, for her to share that story, and it took a lot of strength, and I'm so proud of her for that. And I get why Ben wants to meet her, but it was, you know, I totally get it. Like, it's not easy to share your story. And I think that's why it was, like, just so important for all of us to, like, be there for each other and support each other through all of that. Like, it's hard.
I love that. Building each other up. Side note, really glad that your dad's doing well.
Oh, Eddie's going to make fun of me. Me too. So every St. Patrick's Day, it was kind of funny. For, like, 3 years, he had to get surgeries to remove. He had esophageal cancer. So they removed his esophagus 1 year. Then they found it in his lungs. So they had to remove, like, a part of his lung another year. And it always happened on St. Patrick's Day, the surgeries.
That's
which
so
is
funny.
Just, like, so weird. And my mom is 100% Irish, right? So it's just like, wait, what the heck? So now every year on St. Patrick's Day, we have a, like, a big party as far as, like, you're healthy, we're all together. Like, it's
celebration.
So, yeah. So it's like, you know, a day never goes by where we're not thankful to have him around. And, I mean, everyone's been touched by, you know, a cancer in some way. So, you know, just to, like, be able to share, like, a positive story is always a good thing, I think.
I love that. Thanks for sharing.
That's good. Yeah. I love it. Dad's a fighter. Dad is a fighter.
He's a fighter.
I love it.
And we're going to go to Maui and drink a whole bunch of pina coladas together. So.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love it.
See you there.
I know. Come on by. We'll be the ones in the ocean with the drinks in the air.
Oh, amazing. I was in Hawaii once, and I can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Are you going soon?
Yeah, I'll be there for my birthday. Yay. So I'm turning the big 26 on January 4th.
Yeah.
Seven.
What up?
Happy birthday.
Get your health insurance. What up?
I know. Right. Crazy. Thanks, MEC. But yeah, so I'll be in Maui for my birthday.
Oh, wait, I missed that. When is your actual birthday?
27th.
January 27th.
All right. We'll wish you happy birthday.
Yes.
Aw, thank you guys. That's so sweet.
Absolutely. Bri, this was... Bri? Fuck. fucking God.
Wow. You just nailed my last name the whole time.
Eddie!
I wasn't thinking. I was... God damn it. I did...
He pronounced everything wrong
all
the time.
We're cutting this whole segment. This is being cut.
I didn't think you'd have to leave that part. That's the best part.
God damn it.
Oh.
Bri.
Amazing.
Thank you. God damn it. Thank you. Thank you for your time. This is actually one of our longer podcasts. Probably.
But we just had so much fun talking to you. I'm sorry for holding you up for so long.
Yeah.
No, you guys, it's so fun. I, like, am kind of a chatterbox, so I'm sure it's just, like, you know, it flows. Yes. Us sports people, we just talk.
I know. We could have done a whole separate
thing. I feel
thing.
Like we could keep going.
We for sure could keep going. Maybe we'll have her back on. We'll do it later in the year, too.
Yeah, get your thoughts on who's left. See.
Go in. All right, I would love it.
Love it. Okay, so one last time, Rosebuds Nation, Bri Amaranthus.
Bri.
Fucking. I'm done. Follow
Bri Amaranthus.
Brianna, follow her on the social medias, the Rosé Girls. Do the whole damn thing. It's bullshit.
Bri is like the best cheese there is. How can you forget Bri cheese? Come on.
Oh,
Bri.
Damn, I could have used that piece of info prior. Because I would have never forgotten. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm
all
so
right,
pissed.
There you go. Right, never have an excuse again.
There you go. Follow her Instagram, Twitter, Oregon Sports. Find all her clips. Oh, you're a good tweeter for the live, right? For the live episodes? I think you do that.
Yeah. I'm a tweeter. I like to tweet.
Nice.
I also am, like, getting onto this Instagram story thing. I like it.
Nice. Cool. So,
I know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, same. Like,
you're
personally.
Good.
I do it with the podcast.
You do it with our podcast.
But I don't know how to do it by myself. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yay.
All right, this has been fun. She's out in Oregon.
Thank you
We're going to chop our tree down. She's going to marry Ben Higgins. It's going to be a whole damn thing. We're going to do it. Thank you so much for your time. We are so grateful to have you on tonight.
I know. This was so fun.
Thank you guys for having me. This was awesome. Yes. You guys are fun.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, enjoy Hawaii.
I know. Happy early birthday. Have the best time.
All righty.
Guys.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon.
Rednecks rockin' till the break of dawn.